And another one for hashtag sighted guide stories. You should never trust the direction of sighted people. When they point you in a general direction and go, it's over there, and sort of get you to walk, unless they go in left a bit, right a bit, whatever a bit, it generally doesn't work, okay? So I'm with my family and in a caravan park, and I needed to go to get changed. We were going to go to the clubhouse to see a band and whatever. And I was in my shorts and T-shirt, and I said, it's a bit cold, need the toilet for a number two, a poo. And I need to go and do my ablutions. So my dad said, all right, mate, all right, son, it's come out here, it's just over there. So he points me to the caravan. Yeah, that's it. Oh. And then shut the door, he thought nothing of it. So there's me, going, oh, it's dark. Anyway, my night sight isn't good. Most of the time, my sight isn't good. So walked into a caravan. I thought, oh, okay, good. There's it. I'm feeling pretty pleased myself. Sat down on the toilet and started to have my number two. And it was, I'm not being funny, but it was the worst. Oh, dear. It was a really good one, you know. And as I'm sat there, I'm thinking, oh, I could do some deodorant just to sort of spray. And I knew that I'd put my deodorant down on by the shower before. And I thought, oh, where is it? I couldn't find it. And then I started to feel around, and some bathrooms, sort of flip-flops, and they're not mine. And then maybe they're my sister's, but no. And then a dressing gown and some things hanging on the door, and I was thinking, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, am I in the wrong caravan? That's not possible, is it? And by the time I'd dropped this whole thing, and it was just a stink, you know? And I thought, oh no. And then I thought, what am I going to do? So I thought I'd better have a little explore. I thought, oh, I need to confirm. So if I went into the bedroom that I think is mine and see what's on that door, because I knew I'd hung my stuff there. And no, there was some people snoring and making sort of grumbly noises. I don't know what they're up to, but yeah, maybe a little bit of nighttime activity, grunting and snorting and various things. And I just thought, oh my gosh. This really is not my caravan by this time. I'd walked into totally the wrong caravan, had a shit in someone else's toilet, stunk it out, and now was trying to leave and panicking, couldn't open the door. And in the end, fortunately, I got out, stumbled out, and found my way back to our caravan, because I could hear my parents, and the family's quite loud, so I could hear them talking. Came back in, they said, oh, you haven't got changed. And of course, told them what had happened, and they found it extremely amusing. And even the next day, my mum thought it would be good to wind me up by coming into the van as I was eating my breakfast and saying, oh, I just had the police. The police had just been up the camp shot, and the police had been there saying, there's a bit of a thing going on last night. Someone's walking into people's caravans and sort of having a big shit and then walking out again. Completely believed her because I was on 10 talks. But yes, extremely embarrassing, and it's always good to be doubly sure where you're being pointed by anybody, because with sight, because they don't mean specifics when they say it's over there. They mean over there, thereabouts, and you'll find it because you'll notice that this or that. That's what they mean. It's not for blind people. I'll speak soon.